One night, Susan was walking through the jungle when she heard a howler monkey chasing her. She ran through the jungle, and as she was running, ran into some quicksand. She got stuck in the sand and died.
No, wait, that's not right. You can't die in quicksand. Haven't you read National Geographic lately? I just read an article about it, and you can't sink in quicksand. It's impossible.
What?
If that story scares you, don't let it. According to National Geographic, the higher the stress, the more fluid quicksand becomes. However, because humans are less dense than quicksand, you won't sink, just like floaties in a pool. Unlike pulling a child out of a pool, however, getting out of the quicksand is a one-man job. To get out, slowly wiggle your legs around like an egg beater and create a space between your legs and the quicksand so that the water can fill the spaces to loosen the sand. From there, move slowly and patiently, and you will get out alive.
So it's possible to pull yourself out like Tarzan did in Tarzan the Magnificent, right?
Well, yeah, because he didn't have anyone helping him then.
Well, what about Indiana Jones when he helped his friend out with a snake? Doesn't that work?
Not at all. That's just the way the movies show it. If you try that in real life, you risk losing your torso. The amount of force it takes to pull someone out of quicksand is equivalent to lifting a car.
The information in this podcast was brought to you by National Geographic, and this podcast was recorded by Sam Welch, Nina Orlowski, Amaya Adams, and Kendall Heron.